I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the Christmas story for you.
Hello there, I'm Brian Harvey, and welcome to part three of this shitty nutcracker story. Episode three. Maz continued to ponder over what the nutcracker could want her to help with. One evening, her godfather appeared at the door to see how Maz was doing. As soon as she saw him, the night of the battle came flooding back into her mind, and she cried out,
"Oh, godfather, you have been very naughty."
"It is your fault all the mice came and attacked my nutcracker." The mother looked confused and said, "What is the matter with you, dear?" But Maz's godfather just replied, "Pendulum must whir, whir. Whir, the clock will tick all day. Whir, 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 cling, clang, strike, bang and bang, bang and bing, bang, bang, boom, 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 boom." It will scare away the Mouse Queen. Maz looked confused. "I'm not the only one then." "Yeah? I'm not the only one." Maz looked confused and looked upon her godfather, who looked uglier than normal, and his arms moved as if controlled by a puppeteer. Not weird at all. But before she could focus too much upon it, Fred, the other kid, remember, interrupted with loud laughter. "Ha! You are very silly, godfather," he laughed. "Do you not remember my watchmaker song?" asked the godfather. He then leaned in and said to Maz, "Do not be angry that I did not pick out the Mouse King's 14 eyes. That could not be, but instead, I have in store for you a very agreeable surprise." "But yes." The godfather, with these words, put his hand in his pocket and drew out his penis. He didn't really do that. Put his hand in his pocket and drew out something slowly. Could be his penis. Could be. Could still be. And behold, it was Nutcracker with his lost teeth nicely fastened in, and his chin well set and sound. He's got a well set chin. More on that later. Maz cried aloud with joy while her mother smiled and said, "You see now, Maz, your godfather meant well by your little nutcracker." "But still, you must confess, Maz," said the godfather.
"Still, you must confess, Maz," said the godfather, "that Nutcracker's figure is none of the finest, neither can his face be called exactly handsome.
How this ugliness came to be in the family,
I will tell you, or perhaps you know already, the story of the princess, the lady mouse rings, and the skillful watchmaker." He burst into his story. "On the day the princess was born, the king jumped about with joy. 'Is there ever a more beautiful baby?' he proclaimed. His little face reminded you of lilies and roses, so delicate. Her eyes were of living sparkling blue, and her hair was little locks of golden ringlets, little bum holes, for hair. As they prepared a feast in the kitchen to celebrate her birth. It was tradition that the Queen helped to prepare the food. She wanted to perform this duty alone. So she ushered the kitchen staff out. As she continued to cook, she heard a little whispering voice say, "Giss a wank." He didn't really. As she continued to cook, she heard a little whispering voice say, "Give me a little of the fat. I should like my part of the feast. I too am a queen." The queen knew at once this was Lady Mouserings and agreed to share some fat with her. But as soon as the Mouse Queen got her hands on some fat, all her family began to appear, also asking for a piece. "That's it, bring all your family along to suck on the fat." The head chef reappeared at that very moment and chased them away with a broom. Upon hearing what had happened, the king demanded that the mice be searched out and killed. He set all of his workers on the task to drive them from the castle forever. One machine maker had set a mechanical trap to catch and kill the mice. On the first night, it caught six of the Queen's family and chopped their heads off. Happy Christmas to all the vegans out there. The Queen vowed her revenge and went about hatching her plan. One night, she crept through the house and into the princess's bedroom. The room was guarded by some of the maids and the machine maker's traps, but they had fallen asleep. Good lot of fucking use they are. Lady Mouserings was as quiet as she could be and approached the princess's bed, where she began to cast a spell upon her. As she finished, she knocked a glass and the crash woke up the maids. They turned and chased the mouse, but couldn't grab her in time. She disappeared, but they did not know where to. They approached the princess and were relieved to find her awake. But then they saw her face and let out a scream. Her beautiful looks had been replaced, and she was quickly one of the most ugly princesses you've ever fucking seen. The Mouse Queen had cursed the little beauty. The king and queen cried over their daughter. Her looks had been taken from her. The maids and the machine maker were banished from the castle for allowing this to happen. Although the machine maker was punished a second time, for he had also been cursed by the Mouse Queen and had lost his looks. He turned into a weird and ugly old man, and now in exile too. Years went by and the princess never got her looks back until one day a handsome prince turned up asking to meet the princess. Due to some reason which we don't really understand, the princess had been using her new massive mouth on her ugly face to crack nuts. But one nut couldn't be cracked. And it was hoped that this prince would be the one to crack it and finally lift the curse. The prince wore a red jacket fastened with white buttons, tight trousers and neat boots. Sound familiar?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.